Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. A person may daven three times a day, but does he understand what he's saying? Even if we can translate the words, do we understand their meaning? And does that matter? To address this question, here's an excerpt from Rabbi David Aaron delivering a special shiur at the OU Israel Center entitled Living on a Prayer, Why Your Prayer Really, Really Matters.
What I want to do today is I want to explore the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Were you all given that text? You all have that. Okay, great. When I was in yeshiva, we spent a tremendous amount of time studying Gemara. Morning, afternoon, and evening, we just studied Gemara. And it was one fateful day, right before Mincha, we would daven Mincha after our morning Seder, before lunch. And one day, a little voice went off in my head and said, you know, David, you spend tremendous amount of time in rigorous analysis of Gemara. Gemaras that you might not see for quite some time again. But have you ever really had kavana and understood your davening? Well, I don't know where this voice came from, but I said, you know, I really can't do this right now. If you don't mind, I have to daven. And the voice said, yeah, but have you ever davened with kavana, like with an intention? I said, look, I don't mind having this discussion at lunch, but right now I got to daven. And that little voice said, I dare you to daven with kavana. And I said, okay. And that day was the first time after many, many, many years of davening, I actually decided that I would try and think about every single word I was going to say. And I said, no matter how long this was going to take, I'm going to think about the meaning of every single word. So you start off with Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, I will ascribe greatness to Elokeinu. And my Gemara head said, wait a second. Why is it when I call out Kishem Hashem Ekra, why is it that I would ascribe greatness to a different name of God? And I said, you know, that's really amazing. But, you know, this is just the introduction. I generally don't read introductions to books. I go straight into it. So I figured, oh, this is just an introduction. We can go on. And then it said, Adonai Sfatai Tiftachu Fi Yagiti Latecha, Hashem, open up my lips and my mouth will speak your praise. And right away my Gemara said, wait a second, you've just said three completely different names of Hashem in two sentences. Why? And I said, well, you know, it is still the introduction. Let's get on. And then it says, Hashem, open up my lips, but may my mouth speak your praise. Well, what's the difference between lips and mouth? I said, you know what? Again, this is just introduction. Let's just get down to it, you know? So I did Baruch, and I bend my knees, and I bow, and I thought, what does Baruch mean? I mean, blessed. Oh, okay. Ata, Hashem. And I realized that I really didn't understand. I mean, I could translate every word, but it didn't really understand what I was actually saying. And that really challenged me. And I said, well, I don't care how long this is going to take. I'm going to annoy myself enough that hopefully when I finish this day, I'm going to do something about my tefillah. Well, so I got to the end of the first bracha, and the entire yeshiva had already finished their mincha, their quiet mincha. I got to the second bracha, and the entire yeshiva had finished the repetition of mincha. I got to the third bracha and they all left. And there I was all by myself. I had a lot more brachas to go. I said, I don't care how long this is going to take. I'm going to think about every word and try and feel it. I mean, it's called tefillah, right? So tefillah. So anyways, I got to the fourth bracha and I had a mystical experience. I heard a growl coming from the center of my being. I thought, is this the voice of the Shekhinah? Is this my spirit? Is this my soul praying? And then I heard a growl deep in my, right here. I realized that this was a prayer with tremendous kavana. It was my stomach davening. And I knew that if I don't run to lunch right now, I'm going to miss lunch. And then I had a big halakha question. Pikuach nefesh. You know, You know, like life. It's very important in Judaism, and it was like life or daven, and I realized that it's a psak halacha. So I therefore knocked off my davening. I ran to lunch, and I sat there eating, and I realized that I'm a fake. I'm doing this every day, three times a day for years, and I've never applied the same rigorous analysis to the text that I applied to the Talmud. Why am I doing that? Well, so from that day on, I decided that I had to change, and I became a Buddhist. No, I'm just joking. I decided that I'm going to have to study this like I study Gomorrah. And so that's what I did. For many, many years, I studied it. I actually wrote a book called Soul-Powered Prayers, which I brought a couple if you're interested in, where I go through word for word exactly what we are saying. Today, I want to look at the first bracha. And the truth is, I just gave this talk at a girls' school. It took 2 hours to do the first bracha, but we're going to do this in 45 minutes. I just want you to know how much depth is actually in here. What's really amazing about the Shemoneh Esrei specifically is it's a fabulous philosophical text. It's more than just prayer. It captures the essence of what we as Jews have as our vision, our values, our dreams, what we want. You know, when you're dating somebody, you want to know, well, what's your vision? What are your values? What do you pray for? What do you want? And so I teach the Shemoneh Esrei to people that aren't religious, maybe don't even believe in God. They just like to know what Judaism has to say. And I say, there's no better text to introduce you to what Torah is about than the Shemoneh Esrei, written by 120 sages of the Great Assembly. Tremendous amount of work into capturing the essence of what it means to be Jewish. What are we dreaming about? What do we want to keep foremost in our minds, on our hearts? What do we want? And that's what's so amazing about this text. So it really, really deserves serious study. And then after that, kavana, to really feel it.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.